我们看见神家的下一代，他们愿意让我们的主在凡事上居首位，我们里面满了感谢。
Our heart is so thankful. Whenever we see our next generation are willing to put God first in their lives.
宝座中的羔羊，他是宇宙万有敬拜和赞美的中心。
The Lamb in the midst of the throne is the center of the worship of universe.
我们看整本圣经里面，看见羔羊是一个非常中心的题目。
Throughout the Bible, we can see that the Lamb is a central theme throughout the Bible.
从亚伯他牧羊。
From Abel, who tend sheep.
在那个时候，牧羊你不能把羊的肉来吃的。
At that time, man was not supposed to eat meat.
但他忠心在一生的里面，以羔羊为他的中心。
But throughout his life, he centered around the lamb.
他献上更美的祭物。
Therefore, he offered the better sacrifice.
我们看见以赛亚。
And we also see Isaiah.
他讲到羔羊。
He talked about the lamb.
讲到我们的主像羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，默默的无声。
He talked about our Lord being led as a lamb to the slaughters.Being silent.
我们看见施洗约翰，当他看见主的时候
，And then, when John the Baptist saw the Lord,
他说：“看啊，神的羔羊。
”He says, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
背负世人罪孽的
，Who carries the sin of the world.
当使徒约翰在启示录里面，他一直讲到宝座和羔羊。
And also Apostle John in the book of Revelation, he kept talking about the throne and the lamb.
在第五章，他有三次他说到，他也看见，他又看见。
In chapter 5, three times he said, he saw and he saw again.
每一次看见和羔羊是发生关系的。
So every time he sees this lamb and has to do with us.
第一次他看见羔羊和神永远的旨意发生关系。
First, he saw that lamb has to do with God's eternal will.
第二次他看见羔羊和神的工作发生关系。
And then he saw the lamb has to do with God's work.
第三次他看见羔羊和新造的万有发生关系。
And then he saw lamb has to do with this new creation.
他看见坐宝座的手中拿着书卷。
He saw that the one on the throne is holding a scroll.
书卷讲到神永远的旨意。
And that is God's eternal will.
但他看见书卷有七印把它封严了。
But yet this scroll is being sealed by seven seals.
没有人配揭开这个七印。
And no one is worthy to open the seal.
神的旨意要怎么完成呢？
And how can God's will be accomplished?
哦，老约翰他看见没有人配。
And John, Apostle John saw that no one was worthy.
所以他就大哭。
And he started to weep.
那里不是讲到说有没有有能力能够来揭开。
It's not talking about who has the strength to open the seals.
特别讲到配不配来揭开。
But who is worthy to open the seals?
今天我们到白宫，我们到椭圆形的办公室去参观。
Today, if we go visit the White House, the Oval Office.
好，在那有名的桌子后面那张椅子。
And then we see the chair behind this famous desk.
我们有没有能力能够坐上去呢？
Do we have the ability to sit on it?
我想并不是那么困难。
It's not that hard.
但是我们配不配坐呢？
But are we worthy to sit on that chair?
我们说不配，只有总统。他才配坐那个位置。
But we're not worthy. Only the president is worthy to sit on that chair.
我们继续来读一下启示录第五章第五节和第六节。
Let's read the book of Revelations, chapter 5, verses 5 to 6.
好吧，我们先用中文读一次，然后我们请再用英文读一次。
We will read the Chinese first and then English.
长老中有一位对我说：“不要哭，看哪，犹大支派中的狮子。”大卫的根，他已得胜，能以展开那书卷，揭开那七印。我又看见宝座与四活物，并长老之中有羔羊站立，像是被杀过的，有七角七眼，就是神的七灵，奉差遣往普天下去的。
English, but one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep."Behold, the Lamb of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals. And then I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures and the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth.
长老告诉他说，不要哭。
The elder said to me, do not weep.
因为有一位是配的。
Because there's one that is worthy.
他是犹大支派中的狮子。
It's the lion of the tribe of Judah.
他是大卫的根。
It's the root of David.
讲到我们的主耶稣基督。
And that is our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是大卫的后裔。
He is the son of David.
但是他却是大卫的根源。
And he also...But yet, he's also the root of David.
他已经得胜了。
And he has been overcoming.
弟兄姐妹，在圣经的里面，这边讲到狮子。
And then, brothers and sisters, in the Bible here, it talks about lion.
主是从犹大支派出来的。
Because the Lord came from the tribe of Judah.
特别讲到他的君王的职分。
That, so he has this kingly ministry.
狮子特别代表着君王的荣耀，君王的权柄。
The lion represents the glory and the power, authority of a lion, of the king.
主耶稣他是犹大的狮子。
The Lord is the lion of the tribe of Judah.
他得胜了。
And he has overcome.
他胜过了仇敌。
He has overcome the enemy.
我们说他全得胜，大得胜。
And he has complete victory.
但是弟兄姐妹。
But brothers and sisters.
如果照我们来想，应该是狮子他在宝座上。
But.According to our logic, the lion should be on the throne.
可是圣经里面讲说，在宝座当中是有羔羊站立。
But yet, the Bible tells us that in the midst of the throne, there's a lion, lamb standing.
狮子跟羔羊是完全不同的两种。
Lion is very, very different from lamb, and they represent different things.
狮子代表着勇猛，代表着凶悍。
And lions are very vicious and very violent.
羔羊呢，它是完全没有力量来保护它的自己。
But lamb has no power to protect himself.
弟兄姐妹，我们的主他是犹大的狮子。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord is the lion of the tribe of Judah.
他借着死败坏了那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
But he, through death, he has destroyed the one who holds the power of death, that is devil.
他胜过仇敌，胜过阴符一切的权势。
He has overcome all powers of Hades.
他是得胜的君王。
He is the victorious king.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们从圣经里面，我们要来认识主是怎么样，他得着一切的权柄。
But yet, through the scripture, we are to see how our Lord obtained all the authorities and power.
他是如何胜过仇敌的。
That how he overcome the enemy.
在诗篇第八篇里面。
In Psalms, Psalm 8.
我们特别看见，他说你因敌人的缘故，从吃奶的口中建立了能力。
That because of the sake of our enemies, you ordain praise from the infants and babes.
主站在一个像是吃奶婴孩的这样的一个地位上。
The Lord took a standing as if as like an infant and babe.
我们想说，婴孩是最没有能力，也是一样不能保护他自己的。
Infants are the most powerless people who have no strength to protect themselves.
要预面对仇敌这么可怕、这样大的一个权力。
While facing this immense power of the enemy.
但是主站在吃奶和婴孩的这个位置上。
But yet the Lord took the standing as an infant and a babe.
主怎么样胜过仇敌的？
How did the Lord overcome the enemy?
我们知道他不是用神的能力来胜过仇敌。
We know that he did not destroy the enemy by the power of God.
是他的生命胜过仇敌。
But with his life.
是他的美德胜过仇敌。
With his virtues,
他没有什么加洗美容。
He had no beautiful forms.
没有什么外面的好叫别人来羡慕他。
He had no outward appearance that people would admire him.
住在地上，他走一条最卑微的道路。
While on earth, our Lord walked the most humble way.
他站在一个最低微的地位。
He stood on the most humble position.
圣经告诉我们说，他不以与神同等为强夺的。
The Bible tells us that he would not consider robbery to be equal with God.
他反倒虚己。
But yet he emptied himself.
他成了奴仆的样式，成为人的样式。
He took on the form of a bond servant, became a man.
他存心顺服。
And he obeyed.
以至于死。
became obedient unto the point of death.
他为我们死在十字架上。
And he died for us on the cross.
主在地上走是一条最卑微的道路。
On earth, he walked the most humble path.
所以世界上的人认不出来。
Therefore, the world would not recognize him.
认不出来他就是神的儿子。
The world would not recognize that he was the Son of God.
犹太人在等候弥赛亚的来到。
The Jews were waiting for the coming of their Messiah.
这位真的弥赛亚来了。
But when the true Messiah came,
但是他是那么的卑微。
He was so humble.
并不是他们所想要得着的。
It was not something that they wanted to see.
圣经告诉我们说，没有人看见过神。
The Bible says no one has seen God.
只有父怀里的独生子、独生神将他表明出来。
But only the one in the God's bosom will represent him.
当这位神的儿子他在肉身中把这位荣耀的神表明出来的时候，
When the Son of God manifests God himself through flesh.
世界上的人却不认识。
The world would not recognize him.
神的荣耀是在他卑微中彰显出来。
God's glory is being manifested through his humility.
是主正在受羞辱的时候，他在彰显神的荣耀。
While the Lord was being put to shame, he was manifesting God's glory.
在人看他好像是那么的软弱。
To men, he looked so weak.
他默默无声。
He was silent.
他站在人的地位上。
He stood as a man.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
这是神的儿子。
This is Son of God.
这是神的羔羊。
This is the Lamb of the God.
他为我们走最卑微的道路。
For us, he walked the most humble path.
羔羊的生命是主在地上的时候这样子彰显出来的。
And the life of the Lamb is being manifested by the Lord.
我们讲到我们的主他的降卑。
We talk about him.Being humble.
是的，他从荣耀的宝座，他为我们来到地上。
Yes, he came to this world for us from the glorious throne.
很多时候我们要学习，我们也讲到说，今天我们要怎么样降卑自己。
Oftentimes we say we want to learn the lesson of humility and humble ourselves.
但是主的生命里面，他就是一个羔羊的生命。
But yet the Lord has the life of a lamb.
他就是站在一个最低微的地位上。
He stands on the most humble position.
今天主他为我们已经走完了这条道路。
Today the Lord has finished walking on this path for us.
当他为我们死在十字架上。
When he died for us on the cross.
仇敌用他所有的能力要把神的儿子除掉。
The Lord is trying to use all of his might and strength to get rid of the Lord.
仇敌以为他得了胜。
The enemy thought he has won the game.
把神的儿子钉在十字架上
了。Because he has crucified the Lord on the cross.
是神的儿子也没有什么反抗。
And then a son of God did not resist.
他为我们在十字架上垂手断气。
And then he was hung on the cross and breathed his last.
他说成了。
And when he said it is finished.
当仇敌正在预备开庆功宴的时候。
So when the enemy was just about to celebrate their victory,
其实有一个最大的得胜。
Actually, there was the greatest victory.
在十字架上，主借着死败坏了那掌死权的，就是魔鬼。
Because on the cross, the Lord has destroyed the one who holds the power of death, which is the devil.
他的生命胜过了仇敌。
And his life has destroyed and overcome the enemy.
主的得胜，他登上宝座。
And the Lord became victorious, and He was enthroned.
弟兄姐妹，我们看见在宝座中有羔羊站立。
So we see in the midst of the throne there stood a lamb.
像是刚刚被杀过的。
As if it had just been slain.
是羔羊那超凡美丽的生命，让它登上了宝座。
It's beautiful life that He has ascended into the throne.
主走完了这条道路。
And the Lord has finished his path.
他自己成了我们的道路。
And now he himself become our way.
主告诉我们说，我就是道路。
The Lord says, I am the way.
弟兄姐妹，我们不是另外能够找一条其他的路。
Brothers and sisters, we cannot find another way.
主说，我就是道路。
The Lord says, I am the way.
若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
No one comes to the Father except through me.
他在那里呼召他的儿女。
Therefore, he is calling his children.
若有人要跟从我，就当舍己。
If anyone wants to follow me, He let him deny himself.
他要我们背起自己的十字架来跟从他。
He wants us to take up our own cross to follow him.
弟兄姐妹，主把他的生命赐给我们。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord has given us His life.
这个生命是羔羊的生命。
And that is the life of a lamb.
他要把他的道路赐给我们。
And He has also given us His way.
这是羔羊的道路。
And that is the way of the lamb.
当我们今天真是认识主为我们所付的代价。
If we truly know the price the Lord has paid for us.
我们认识他为我们所完成的工作。
We get to see the work that He has accomplished for us.
当我们听见他向我们呼召说，你要背起自己的十字架来跟从他。
When we hear He's calling us to take up our cross to follow Him.
我们不会觉得这个十字架好像是一个重担。
We will not consider this cross as a burden.
很多人一讲到十字架，就想到受苦，就想到很重的担子。
Many people immediately think about suffering when they think about cross.
但是今天主要我们认识。
But the Lord wants us to know.
这条十字架道路不是我们天然人能够走上去的。
It is not by our natural strength and self that we can walk on this path.
是耶稣基督的生命，就是钉十字架的生命。
Because the life of Jesus Christ is the life, the crucified life.
当我们真看见的时候，你就发现愿意舍掉自己，实在是一件非常蒙福的事情。
When we truly see, then we will consider it a blessing that we can deny ourselves.
背起十字架跟从主，成了我们行走道路，是赐给我们好像两只翅膀，不是一个重担。
So by carrying our cross and follow Jesus, it will not become a burden, but it's like giving us two wings.
主叫我们看见他是犹大的狮子。
The Lord wants us to see that He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah.
他是宝座中的羔羊。
He is the Lamb in the midst of the throne.
他怎么样来牧养他的儿女们？
How He shepherds His people.
教我们饮于生命的活泉。
That we can drink from this living water.
教我们得着他的生命那样的丰富。
That we will receive this abundant life of His.
他要让我们看见在神的国度里面那个价值观。是跟世界上的是完全不一样的。
He wants us to see that in His kingdom, the value system is totally different from this world.
在地上，你做君王的，你占一个掌权的位置。
In this world, if you are a king, you exercise authority and lordship.
主为我们说，是那个坐席的大呢，还是那个服侍人的大呢？
The Lord asks this question: Who is greater, the one sits on the table or the one who serves?
我想在地上人来讲，当然是那个坐席的大，对不对
？To the world, of course, the one who sits at the table is greater.
没有人会想到说服侍人的是比较大的。
No one would think that the one who serves is actually greater.
但是主在这里告诉我们说，他为我们来到地上。
But yet the Lord tells us that for us, He came to this world.
他说我在你们中间。
But yet I am among you.
如同服侍人的。
As the one who serves,
人子来不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人。
The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve.
主站在一个最低微的地位。
The Lord took a most humble position.
主让我们看见，在神的国度的里面。
The Lord show us that in the kingdom of God,
谁是掌权的
？Who is the one that reigns？
那个整个的关系跟属世界的关系是完全相反的。
The order is completely different from the order of this world.
让我们认识一件事情。
So that we get to see one thing.
从创世纪第一章二十六节。
From Genesis chapter 1 verse 26.
神在创造人的时候。
When God created man.
照着他的样式，按着他的样式，照着他的形象，他创造了人。
God created man according to His image and His likeness.
下面就讲到说，他要人来管理。
And then He says He wants man to rule over the world.
管理海里的鱼，管理空中的鸟。
To be over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky.
管理这些牲畜，管理全地。
To rule over the entire world.
弟兄姐妹，这边告诉我们一件非常重要的事情。
So it's.Teaching us a very important lesson.
神要我们生命能够像他。
That God wants our life to be like Him.
让我们和他能够一同的掌权。
So that we can reign with Him.
今天不是一个属地的权柄，他来赐给教会。
Today, the Lord is not just giving us a worldly power.
主把他的生命赐给我们。
The Lord has given us His life.
常常我们回到里面。
He wants us to go back. to our to
within. 是羔羊的生命。
And this life is the life of a lamb.
他怎么样如羊羔被牵到宰杀之地，默默的无声。
He was being like a lamb being taken to the slaughter's hand without any noise.
今天当我们遇到一些不平的事情
，So today, whenever we see any injustice or being wrong,
一些会让我们天然受伤的事情
，or something that will hurt our flesh.
当我们讲到说要默默无声
，So when we think about being silent.
那常常外面纵使默默无声，但是里面呢却是翻腾的不得了。
Oftentimes we will probably be silent outwardly, but inside we have all sorts of emotions.
我们说外面不讲话，但是里面话可多了。
We may not say anything outwardly, but we say a lot of things inwardly.
但是我们需要认识羔羊的生命。
We ought to see the life of the Lamb.
主来了。
The Lord came.
他把这位荣耀的神彰显出来。
He has manifested this glorious God.
人只能想说，这位神他是怎么样的威严，怎么样的有能力。
People will imagine this God being majestic and powerful.
人没有办法认识我们这位荣耀的神，他的生命当主彰显出来的时候，是羔羊的生命。
So man cannot imagine when the life of God being manifested is.Being manifested as the life of a lamb.
弟兄姐妹，这个生命今天在我们的里面。
Brothers and sisters, this life is now within us.
我们想到在旧约有一个人叫约瑟。
There was a man named Joseph in the Old Testament.
他本来是他父亲所最爱的一个儿子。
He was his father's favorite son.
但是呢，因着他是蒙爱的。
And because of his being favored.
他被他哥哥给卖掉了。
He was being sold by his brothers.
以实玛利人又把他卖到埃及去做奴隶。
He was being sold into Egypt as a slave.
我们看见他的整个的地位，好，从一个蒙爱的儿子，一下子变成波提法家里的一个奴隶。
We can see that he was being his life changed from being the favorite son in his father's house.To being a slave.
但圣经告诉我们说，这波提法除了他自己所吃的饭，他其他的都不管了。
Yes, his master would commit everything in his house to Joseph's hand except his food.
他全部就交给约瑟来管理。
He would let Joseph to rule his own house.
所以你看，他好像在一个奴隶的位置，但他却在一个掌权的位置。
So even though Joseph was a slave, he was actually reigning, exercising.Authority.
后来他被祖母冤枉，就下到监狱里面去了。
And then he was being mistreated, and then being wronged, and he was put into prison.
那是王官囚犯的地方。
He got into the prison where the royal the king's criminals would be confined.
我们想说，那约瑟他的处境就更凄惨了。
So we would think that actually the situation of Joseph got even worse.
奴隶已经够惨了，现在又下到监狱里面去。
It was bad enough that he was a slave, and now he was a prisoner.
但是我们看见在监狱里面，私欲将所有一切的事情都交给约瑟来管理。
But yet, after he being in prison, the jailer would let him rule everything in jail.
圣经讲到约瑟是与弟兄迥别之人。
The Bible says Joseph was being different from the rest of his brothers.
特别让我们认识到他身上有一个像主的生命。
And we get to we recognize that he also has a life that's similar to our Lord's.
神在一个时候到了，把他升到那么高的位置。
And yet, in God's timing, he exalted Joseph to a very, very high position.
成了埃及的宰相。
He became the ruler over all Egypt.
神叫我们认识到我们生命像他多少。就能够和他一同掌权的实际有多少
？Therefore, the Lord is showing us how much we can partake in the life of the Lamb. Then we can reign. That's how much we can reign with Him.
圣经也告诉我们，至高者是在人的国中来掌权的。
The Bible also tells us that the Most High God reigns in the kingdom of men.
啊，感谢赞美主。
Praise the Lord.
他把羔羊的生命赐给我们。
The Lord God has given us the life of the Lamb.
他把羔羊的道路赐给我们。
And He has also given us the way of the Lamb.
这些对我们就今天来讲就是那么的实在。
So it is so practical for us today.
我记得我那一年大概就差不多今年正好30年前从学校毕业。
I remember about 30 years ago when I graduated from school.
我到了一家 软体工程做工程软件的公司里面去工作。
So I started my job at a software company.
那之后有一个副总裁，他就是负责软件的部门，所以我就帮他在他下面来做事情。
So I was working for a VP who was in charge of the software development there.
然后那个时候工作很忙碌。
So at that time my job was.My work was very busy.
那除了原先他们在大电脑上这些工程软件，还有很多的客户的问题，已经很多事情。
So not only that, they already had a lot of issues on the software running on the mainframe computers.
30年前，那个人电脑刚刚起步。
So 30 years ago, personal computers just starting.
所以那个大电脑的程式根本就不可能在上面能够跑的。
So the software programs that was run on mainframe computers were not run on personal computers.
今天讲起来，大家可能很难想象哈，那整个电脑的记忆多少呢？512K.
It is hard to imagine, but in the entire memory for the mainframe computer was 512K.
那个 hard drive 是20 megabyte.
And the hard drive, storage hard drive was 20 megabytes.
所以你想想看，要把整个很大的程式，你要能够放到这么小的一些能够应用的范围，那是很大的挑战。
So you can imagine what the challenge that would be to load a big computer program on such a small memory.
我觉得在前面的第一年。大概除了聚会的时间，很长的时间都是在公司里面写那些程式。
So I remember the first year of my job, besides the time I spent at church, I spent most of my time at work writing computer software.
那个副总裁他很多不同的要求。
And the VP had all kinds of requirements.
那有些还有很多其他的人并没有那么忙，但是呢，他就一直把工作加到我身上。
Actually, I see that.There are other colleagues who are not as busy, but yet the VP kept adding work to me.
但是我越做，我发现他的气色越来越不如从前。
The harder and the longer I work, then I feel that he treated me worse than before.
所以我也不晓得是为什么。
And I have no clue why.
那到有一天
，Until one day，
我的走廊对面就是他的办公室。
Actually, my office is opposite from the hall. His office is across the hallway from mine.
他的办公室很大。
And he has a big office.
还有窗子有 view 哈。
And he has window and a view.
那对面我那个小办公室连一个窗子也没有。
And my small office did not even have a window.
每天没日没夜的哈，就是在里面工作。
So I would spend day and night in that small office working.
那天公司的大老板他到。那个副总裁的办公室门口跟他讲话。
And that day, our big boss, came to this VP's office to talk to him.
所以他们讲话我也听得到。
So actually, I could hear their conversation.
那我就听到那个副总裁在那里讲我的不是。
And then I could hear the VP complaining about me.
那讲到最后，他讲一句话，他说 Timothy 什么都不懂。
And finally, he says this Timothy did not know anything.
弟兄姐妹，我就在他对面，我正在做事情。
Brothers and sisters, I sat across from his office and I was working hard.
我里面可以有很多的理由，很多的不满，很多的反应。
Actually, I could have a lot of reasons to complain and I could respond.
但那天我自己都觉得很稀奇。
But that day, to my amazement,
主把我藏身在他的里面。
The Lord hid me.Inside of himself,
有一个生命超过我天然生命所能够理解的。
There was a life within me that is beyond what I can understand.
这个生命是羔羊的生命。
And that life is the life of a lamb.
当他在那里数落我的不是的时候
，So when he was talking bad about me,
好像那些话并没有真正说到我的身上。
As if those words.Would actually not about me. They did not come to me.
主的生命在那里反映这些事情。
Actually, it's the life of the Lamb within me, the Lord's life that's reacting.
所以我继续的工作。
So I continue to work.
我里面真是觉得说很稀奇啊。
I was really surprised.
这不是我。
It is not me.
但是主把我藏身在他的里面。
But the Lord has, I was hidden in the Lord.
所以大老板走了。
Then afterwards, our big boss left.
我也没有再去 做任何的反应。
So I didn't say anything. I didn't.
没有解释。
I didn't explain anything.
没有想去争取什么。
And I didn't want to fight for anything.
到了第二个礼拜。
And then the week after.
突然间，那个副总裁他就辞职离开了。
All of a sudden, that VP resigned.
那个大老板就找我去了。
And our big boss came to, and asked me to talk to me.
那他就说，现在这些工程软件的、啊、就交给你来负责了。
And then he says, "Okay, now you are in charge of all the software development."
我们没有想到这些。
I could not imagine this.
弟兄姐妹，但是我经历到一件非常真实的事情。
But I experienced something that's so real.
基督耶稣的生命是太真实了。
The life of Jesus Christ is so real.
这个生命是羔羊的生命。
And that life is the life of the Lamb.
弟兄姐妹，这个生命叫我们在世界上你能够遇到各样各样的事情。
This life will enable us to face all kinds of trials and treatments.
但是叫我们里面那样的喜乐。
But that life will give us joy.
那样我们站在一个低微地位的时候，你里面是喜乐的。
When we're standing on a very humble position, we can actually feel joy.
很稀奇，你不是觉得说我要怎么样降卑自己？
It's very amazing. It's not up to us to humble and lower ourselves.
有些父母做见证。
Some parents gave testimonies.
当那个父母，我听过一次，他第一次跟他的孩子道歉。
I remember a parent gave a testimony that when he first, when he apologized to his children for the first time,
对他是一件很大的事情。
It was actually something very big.
他也是很稀奇，那天真的是摸着了主的生命。
It was a big matter, but to his surprise, that day he came in contact with the life of the Lord.
但他讲到说，那个道歉，他站在一个好像比他孩子还低的地位，但是。却有一个很大的能力，叫他的孩子有一个极大的转变。
That day, it seems that he was standing on a lower position than his children, and then when he apologized, there was great power coming out of it that transformed his child.
今天主要我们看见是生命才有可能掌权。
Today, the Lord wants us to see that only life can reign.
生命向主多少，你才有多少掌权的实际。
How much we are like the Lord, then how much we can reign, and that's the reality.
这个实际有多少显在我们的家庭里面？
And the reality will show up in our family.
家庭中不是那个最凶悍的，他是掌权的。
In our family, it's not the most difficult person reigns the house.
生命向主多少，你才能够执掌主的权柄有多少。
However much you want to exercise the authority of the Lord, it depends on how much you are like the Lord.
今天我们在世界可能像圣经所说的，他们看我们不过像是世界中的渣滓。
So the world might see us as a rubbish.
我们没有什么外面的能力、权柄。
We have no outward strength or authority.
但是弟兄姐妹
But brothers and sisters,
至高者在人的国中掌权
But yet the Most High reign in the kingdom of man.
他得着我们这些不值的
And he obtained us who are not worthy.
在世界上他们看起来真的是算不足什么价值的
To this world, we may look unworthy.
但是神要得着他的儿女们
But yet the Lord wants to obtain his children.
今天整个的国度要在地上能够彰显出来
So that his kingdom can be manifested on earth
我们祷告主啊愿你的国能够降临
When we pray Lord may your kingdom come
你不要想到说我们在地上你站在一个怎么样高高的宝座上
So we should not imagine that we will be sitting on a very high position in this world
主说人子来他是要来服侍人
Because the Lord says the Son of Man came to serve.
人以为那坐席的是大的。
People will think those who sit on the table are greater.
主说我是来服侍人的。
But the Lord says I came to serve.
他站在最低微的地位。
Standing on the most humble position.
他顺服以至于死。
He was obedient unto death.
且死在十字架上。
Death on the cross.
但是是神将他升为至高。
But the Lord has exalted him to the Most High.
将天上地下所有一切的权柄来赐给我们的主。
And given our Lord all powers and authorities on heaven and on earth.
我们说他是万王之王，他是万主之主。
Now he's the King of the Kings and Lord of the Lords.
但是我们不要忘记，在宝座当中是谁站立啊？
But let us not forget, in the midst of thrones, who is standing there?
是羔羊站立。
It's the Lamb.
他的生命美得胜过了仇敌。
He has overcome the enemy with his life and his virtues.
今天主他是那位掌权者。
Today, he is the one that holds the authority.
他今天也呼召我们。
He's also calling us.
呼召神的儿女。
Calling children of God.
我们不单蒙恩得救了。
Not only that we've been blessed.
他要我们成为羔羊的同伴。
But he wants us to become companions of the Lamb.
我们有他的生命。
We have his life.
主要我们一生。成为他的同伴。
The Lord wants us to be His companions all of our days.
弟兄姐妹，主要我们在我们的生活中来经历。
So that we can experience in our daily life.
他真是那位掌权者。
He is the one that reigns.
他借着我们能够来掌权。
And through us, He also can reign.
是经过一条卑微的道路。
Through this humble path.
是经过让羔羊的生命从我们里面能够彰显出来。
So that the life of the Lamb can be manifested through us.
在一切卑微之中显出他是何等的尊贵。
In all of this humility.That we will show how noble he is.
在受羞辱的时候，显出他的荣耀来。
When we are shamed, we can manifest his glory.
我们祷告主啊，愿你的国度降临。
We pray, Lord, may your kingdom come.
使得我们能够和他一同执掌王权。
So that we can reign with him.
使羔羊的生命来掌权。
Reign with the life of the Lamb.
我们在主面前一起有一些的祷告。
Let us pray before the Lord.
主，我们敬拜你。
Lord, we worship you.
你是万王之王，万主之主。
You are the King of Kings and Lord of the Lords.
你是犹大的狮子。
You are the Lion of the
Judah. 你已经得胜。
And you have overcome.
哦，我们看见在宝座中是有羔羊站立。
And we see that in the midst of throne there stood the Lamb.
你把你的生命赐给我们。
You have given us your life.
你呼召我们和你同走十字架的道路。
And you are calling us to walk on this way of the cross.
愿召间你在我们的里面，你来发出呼召。
This morning you make a calling to us.
主啊，你要我们成为羔羊的同伴。
Lord, because you want us to be companions of the Lamb.
在你要来之前不多的日子。
Pretty soon you're coming back.
主啊，你得着我们。
Lord, lay hold of us.
得着我们和你一同经过最后一段的道路。
Lay hold of us so that we will walk with you in the last leg of this journey.
主，改变我们的生活。
Lord, change our lives.
让你的生命掌权在我们的身上。
So that your life will reign in us.
也借着我们掌权在我们四围的环境。
And also through us that we will reign in our circumstances.
叫我们站在最低微的地位。
That we're willing to stand on this lowest position.
我们也充满了敬拜，充满了感谢。
That we will be full of worship and thanksgiving.
我们说主啊，愿你显大。
Lord, we say, may you increase.
愿你的旨意能够行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的国度能够降临。
May your kingdom come.
主，你听我们的祷告。
Lord, hear our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.